This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump, as you might have heard, has an infrastructure plan. About all we know about it for sure is that the White House is banking on $150 billion in tax incentives to generate a total of $1 trillion in private infrastructure investment. And after that, the logic goes, will come the jobs. Once upon a time, though, infrastructure basically was this country's job. The Great Depression, public works, and the New Deal, when the government put millions of Americans to work building stuff. Marketplace Sarah Gardner went to Northern California looking for lessons the New Deal might hold for today.
In Northern California, there's a very big dam. No, not the one you saw in the news this winter, the one with the broken spillway. This one was built during the greatest economic crisis this country has ever faced.
California's mighty Shasta Dam is ready to generate its first power. Shasta is the second largest dam in America.
Shasta is a monumental dam built during the Great Depression, like Hoover Dam and Grand Coulee. Infrastructure that was fundamental to developing the western United States. Shasta is a key part of California's plumbing and helped make the state an agricultural powerhouse. If you stand at the base of the Shasta Dam spillway and look up to the top of the dam, about 600 feet, you feel really, really small.
We're looking at 6.5 million cubic yards of concrete.
That's 15 million tons installed by men desperate to work, says Don Bader. He's with the Bureau of Reclamation, the agency that oversees federal dams. During Shasta's construction from the late 30s into the 40s, Bader says there were jobs, jobs, jobs.
Peak workforce was 4,500 folks, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The overall numbers was about 13,000 to 15,000 different workers worked here over the course of the seven-year period.
Essential paychecks, given that unemployment had reached a terrifying 25% only a few years before. As many as 2 million Americans drifted from town to town during those years searching for work. New Deal historian Jason Scott Smith.
Roosevelt and his advisors saw that building what they called socially useful infrastructure would be a central part of how they could do this, how they could drive unemployment down, put the nation back to work, and get something tangible and long-lasting out of this investment.
All right, hold on.
Not far from Shasta Dam, I catch a ride with three 80-somethings.
This was Little Reno there, a 24-hour bar.
Is that where Little Reno was?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And then the Dam Shack was there.
Oh, wow, you guys see the mountain.
These guys call themselves the Dam Kids because their parents either built the dam or ran businesses in the boom towns that sprouted up. In 1939, Barbara Cross's family piled into an old Chevy truck with all their belongings. They drove here from a small Oklahoma college town, 1,800 miles, because her dad needed work. The first month, Cross says, she, her two siblings, and her parents lived in a tent. Her mother was appalled.
Most of the women were not impressed. It was hard living. They didn't have running water. It was pretty primitive for them.
Del Hebert's dad built a grocery store in one of the boom towns here. He says the dam employed a lot of skilled construction workers, but there were plenty of jobs for the unskilled as well, men who broke rock and hauled brush in triple-digit heat.
All they wanted was people that were willing to work. And nobody asked, how much do I get an hour? They just says, I want a job, give me a job.
An estimated 14 workers died building Shasta Dam. That was a vast improvement over Hoover, where some 100 men died amid workplace conditions that would never pass OSHA standards today. Ruth Ann Kobe's father worked at both dams.
If you got sick and I can't go to work today, they didn't come back because the job was taken up.
So you couldn't take a sick day?
No, there was no sick day.
Worker protections, environmental oversight, much has changed since the 1930s. Harvard economist Edward Glaser warns against taking lessons from that era for today.
I think it's fundamentally a mistake to think of infrastructure as a job creation program.
Glaser says today's infrastructure projects don't need as many unskilled workers. We're not literally moving mountains anymore. And even if we did, we've got more technology to do it, the kind that calls for skilled labor, which, by the way, is in short supply right now. The infrastructure we need right now is mostly repairs and upgrades, not glistening new monuments or fundamentally new systems like the interstate.
The benefits of connecting America were huge. today, we have relatively good connections as long as we maintain them. And so it's not that you can't do anything around the margins, but the benefits are always going to be much smaller.
Smaller, but necessary. That California dam with the broken spillway, Oroville, it won't take tens of thousands of workers or years to fix it. But to the people who fled their homes in fear of massive flooding, the benefits of that infrastructure job are priceless. In Northern California, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.